بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليك يا أبا الشهداء يا أبا عبد الله. My dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My condolences on the arrival of the holy month of Muharram, the month of the mourning of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim assalam. I thank all of you who have joined us and tuned in as we join our Imam on his journey towards Karbala. Inshallah, in this series we plan on sharing some of the things that Imam Hussein said, some of the more important themes that you find that he addressed on his way from Medina until Karbala. What he said in Karbala itself will be a whole different chapter, inshallah. We will try to keep these clips and in this series as short as possible and to the point so that the brothers and sisters can benefit more, inshallah. Our journey begins with a letter, a simple, accursed letter. Muawiyah is dead. Yazid wants allegiance from all of the Muslims in the Islamic nation. An allegiance that Muawiyah had taken for Yazid before his death, wrongfully. Because the treaty that he had signed with Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam clearly stated that after Muawiyah's death, khilafah and rulership will be transferred to Imam al-Hasan, and in the event of him not being alive, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. But Bani Umayyah, they play dirty, they don't play by the rules. So Yazid is now in power and he wants Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam in this letter to give his allegiance to Yazid through the governor of Medina by the name of Walid bin Utbah. So this letter comes and Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, he is summoned by the governor. The governor tells him that Muawiyah is dead and that this is what the letter says. You have to give your bay'ah, your allegiance. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he says, in this time of night, if I give allegiance, what good is it anyway? If I'm going to give allegiance, it has to be in front of everybody in the daytime. And he convinces the governor of Medina to give him that night off for him to go back, and if necessary, the next day to give his allegiance. And the governor understands this and is convinced and lets him go. But in that gathering, the accursed Marwan bin Hakam is also there. And he, of course, is on the side of the Umayyads. He's an Umayyad himself. He signals to the governor, Walid, and tells him, if you let Hussein go now, there is no way you'll get your hands on him anymore. If he doesn't decide on and plan on giving his allegiance, you won't be able to get your hands on him except through bloodshed. He says this. Now, before arriving at the palace of the governor, Imam Hussein had not come alone. He had brought with him around, maybe some say 20 to 30 of the Bani Hashim, these warriors, these lions of Allah. They were with him. They were standing outside the palace so that if anything goes wrong, they rush in and save the Imam and protect him from any harm. Upon hearing what Marwan bin Hakam says, that if you let Hussein go, you won't be able to get your hands on him, so don't let him go, the Imam gets very, very angry. And he says, أَأَنْتَ تَقْتُلُنِي أَمْ هُ? You're saying, get allegiance from him or else kill him right now or else you won't be able to get your hands on him anymore. Who's going to kill me? You're going to kill me, Marwan? Or is Walid, the governor of Medina, going to kill me? In other words, you can't do that to me. I'm Hussein ibn Ali. I'm strong. You can't fight me like that. كَذِبْتَ وَأَثِمْ. You lie, you sinner. He says this to Marwan bin Hakam. Now upon hearing this, the Bani Hashim that were standing outside of the palace, they rush into the palace because they think something's going wrong because the voice of the Imam has risen. So they rush into the palace only to find the Imam, nothing has happened to him. And they circle the Imam and they are escorting him out. On his way out, they say the Imam turns back to the governor of Medina and says the following words. These words are what the Imam, you can say, is beginning his journey with. These words that are echoing throughout history till today that we hear in our majalis every year, again and again. He says, أيها الأمير إنا أهل بيت النبوة ومعدن الرسالة ومختلف الملائكة ومحط الرحمة وَبِنَا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ وَبِنَا خَتَمْ. He says, O Amir, O Governor, we are the Ahlul Bayt of Prophethood. We are the family of Prophethood. We are the origin of the of Prophethood, of Risala. The message of Allah comes down to us. مُخْتَلَفُ الْمَلَائِكَ The angels descend upon us and they ascend from us. This is where we're where the angels come and go from. مَحَطُّ الرَّحْمَةِ We are where the mercy of God comes down through. We are that channel by which Allah sends His mercy. If it wasn't for us, nothing would exist. It's as if the Imam is saying. And this is what the Shia school believes. And we find these themes in the Ziyara Jama'a Kabira as well. بِنَا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ وَبِنَا خَتَمْ Everything revolves around us. Allah begins anything He wants to do with us and ends with us. Okay, so this is how high the Ahlul Bayt are. This is Imam Hussein and how high his status is. Now let's talk about Yazid. Imam Hussein continues. He says, وَيَزِيد رَجُلٌ فَاسِقٌ شَارِبُ الْخَمْرِ قَاتِلُ النَّفْسِ الْمُحْتَرَمَةِ Three things he mentions about Yazid. He says, Yazid, number one, he's corrupt. He's a sinner. The ruler of the Muslimin isn't going to openly sin. Openly step on and trample on Islam. Number one. Number two, شَارِبُ الْخَمْرِ The key to all bad, as some ahadith say, is khamr, wine. He drinks. So one of the most important things that Islam has put its finger on, which is drinking, the Qur'an explicitly has said to refrain from, he is doing and committing. Number two. Number three, قَاتِلُ النَّفْسِ الْمُحْتَرَمَةِ He takes the lives of innocent people, spills the blood of innocent people. These three characteristics that Yazid has. That was us, that was me, this is Yazid. So what's the conclusion that the Imam wants to draw from this? 2 plus 2 equals 4. وَمِثْلِي لَا يُبَايِعُ مِثْلَ Very simple. Conclusion. The likes of me will never ever give bay'ah and allegiance to the likes of Yazid. Now brothers and sisters here, it's as if the Imam is teaching everybody a lesson. The likes of me. A person of this status and a person of that status, there is no match between them. You will never see my hand, the Imam is saying, in his hand. And if you're going to draw a lesson from this, those who want to be like the Imams, those who want to be the likes of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, their hands can never be seen in the hands of the likes of Yazid. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.